Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 12th of March 2024. Today's topic is God's Generals. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. Verse 6. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Verse 12. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 13 verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Some countries of the world have old and new capitals. The United States of America moved from New York to Washington, D.C. Nigeria in Africa moved from Lagos to Abuja. Jerusalem was the headquarters of the New Testament early church. The 12 apostles endured persecution there, yet often sent moral and spiritual help to the brethren in diaspora. The church in Antioch was raised up by those Christians who fled Jerusalem during the fierce persecution. They were anointed believers who kept preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere. Acts chapter 8 verses 1 through 4 and chapter 11 verses 19 through 21. Through unity and manifestation of diverse gifts by the believers, that church grew in numerical strength. Our text today mentions some of its key leaders, who can be described as God's generals. They include prophets and teachers such as Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, and Saul. From them the gospel spread to all Asia. They were able to hear the Holy Spirit speak to them, to separate Barnabas and Saul for the work of missions. Pray for spiritual maturity and Holy Spirit daily guidance for his servants. Quote for the day. Anointed believers who kept preaching. The challenge for today is, pray to be among God's generals. Prayer. Lord, make me a vibrant preacher. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.